feeling sweet. We're reeling through the midnight streets, and I've never felt more alone. It feels so scary getting old. We can talk it so good, we can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how we wish it would be all the time. This dream isn't feeling sweet, we're reeling through the midnight streets, and I've never felt more alone. Feel so scary getting old. This dream isn't feeling sweet, we're reeling through the midnight streets, and I've never felt more alone. Feel so scary getting.
We are back. You are listening to WMEC Digital College Park. I am Benji.
I'm Axel.
I'm Val.
And you're listening to La Mezcla.
Yay!
Yay!
Y'all, we are fully back. But first, let me, if I can find it, y'all. I'm low-key chopped.
Let's play a PSA.
Yeah, let's play that PSA.
Let's pon the PSA.
The PC's acting very slow today, just so you know. So if things are delayed, they're delayed. I'm sorry.
So today our theme, ladies and gentlemen and everyone else, is music from the Levant.
Yes.
The Levantine region of Asia, which include countries like Lebanon, Syria, Palestine, and Jordan. If
Yes.
Is that all? Correct me down below.
Guys, let's listen to the Health Center Appointments with Music.
Hey.
More on our topic later.
Or other common symptoms of a cold or sore throat, the accredited University Health Center, located right across from the Stamp Union, can be of assistance. Make an online appointment at www.myuhc.umd.edu. You can receive primary care, reproductive health care, mental health care, dental health, immunization, and much more. What are you waiting for? Schedule your next appointment now.
Y'all, I hope you guys liked listening to that. That was, like, very interesting vibe, right? Yeah, very cool.
I don't think we've ever played that before.
No, we've never played that one. That's why it was so exciting. And, guys, I'm so sorry. This playlist, just so you guys know, this is some foreshadowing. I did not add a lot of music on to this playlist, and
matter
I'm very
of fact,
sorry.
You added one song.
I know. I added one song, and I feel so horrible, and I'm so sorry.
It's okay. This too shall pass.
Yeah. But this is just one. But also, to be fair, last playlist I added like
all of them.
26 songs.
Yeah.
But it's just because I was
like your
episode. That was my niche. But y'all are more tapped into. Actually, do you want to talk about the theme for today?
Yeah. So the first song is by Feyruz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not saying that right. I've heard actual people that speak Arabic pronounce it correctly. So my bad. But yeah, while I was doing my research for today's episode, I was, like, looking into a bunch of Arabic genres, like, music in Arabic. And tell me why. I want to do at least two more episodes on Arabic music. Like, I want to do Habibi Funk.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at some Habibi Funk bands and artists, and most of them are not from the Levant. Even though their music is popular in the Levant, they're just not Levantine artists. So I was like,
I also noticed this in all the playlists I was looking at.
Yeah, they were like from Sudan or Egypt.
Egypt was really big.
Egypt, yeah. Wait, we need like an episode on Egyptian music.
Yes.
Yes.
But yeah, let's play the first song and we'll talk more about our theme as we go on.
Are we going to play in order?
Yeah, let's go in order.
Okay, so our first song is called Sana. I'm going to butcher this. Sanajiu by Farouz. This is a song that Axel added. So let's listen up and let's see where we're at. Enjoy. Listening to Sanarju by Farouz, and it basically translates to "We shall return." Very straightforward message about return and a hope for a clear, you know, and hope. Yes.
A clear reference to the Palestinian right of return. And this is one of her most iconic pro-Palestinian songs, I'd say. It evokes nostalgia and faith. And that faith that, you know, the displaced shall return home.
Also a beautiful song, mind you. Like, her voice is so beautiful and so rich. I was also not very aware of this music. Like, very, very beautiful music. I'm very impressed.
A lot of her songs are just, like, I wish I spoke Arabic so I actually like,
know,
got the full
it's
effect.
So pretty. Arabic is so pretty.
To all of our playlist, or like doing the research for it, it's just so, so beautiful. I can't even imagine what it must be like to actually understand.
And we just interrupted the middle of the song because it's quite long.
Yeah,
we don't
want to
spend too much
long.
Time talking about it. But after it's done playing,
we will also link the playlist below. I strongly advise you guys listen to this playlist. This was mainly curated by Val and Axel. Very, very good playlist. Listen to this music in your free time if you have the ability to. We also have two guests with us, but they'll be mentioned later in the show. Enjoy.
Oh, later.
وماذا بين تلال الحنين وناس الحنين مكان لنا فيا قلب كم شردتنا الرياح تعال سنرجع هيا بنا
Thank you.
how did y'all feel about that ending? Because I love that ending. That was very cute.
Quite sweet. I really like that artist. Val is just giggling with Shina, our guest. Right
oh
now.
My gosh, you literally gave away the guest. Y'all, our guest is Shina. Say hi.
Is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
Hey,
is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
Oh, what's nah,
up?
Bro.
It's Shina. You know.
Chat, let us know in the comments below if you saw the Shina promo.
Yeah, if you saw the
of Shina
promo.
Yeah, if you saw the Weescape promo.
Hit that like button.
Yeah,
actually
hit that like button.
Join them right now.
Join the Weescape
right now. Oh, yeah, they're literally there right now. Why are you not over there right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, present.
You know, that's actually a really great question.
That's fair.
You know what?
On to the next. Yeah, we'll continue.
Skating is fun. I've never skated in my life.
Can we get you there
Maybe
to Weescape? Genuinely?
Can we skate?
Can we? No, I always walk past Weescape because it's always like,
no,
I have
like
a class in what's the building in Woods Woods Hall
mm-hmm.
And
shout
then
out Woods Hall,
shout out Woods Hall. And then I live right like next to chapel basically.
Wait, don't tell anybody, don't tell them where you live because they're gonna like bombard you and like
yeah.
The fans are gonna come and see you.
The fans,
you know how the fans get.
I think we should like start building on parasociality. Like I think we should
whoa,
like
that's been a topic we've talked about
some
a lot.
Parasocial relationships with our fans. Like we need to get
true.
Them to be like buying photo cards of us and collecting merch and being like, oh my god, Axel. Like,
should we do merch? La Mezcla merch?
We can't.
I think
no.
We
like, I'm joking.
Oh. Would it be too far gone?
Wait, guys, what if we designed them and then I carved them and then we all printed them?
That's true. What's funny is we have, like, we fully have the capabilities to make merch.
The thing is, we cannot.
But we shouldn't,
though. Because we cannot make money off of the show.
That's true. Well,
what
we'd
we
give it away.
Hand them out for
duh.
Free?
Yeah.
Hand them out for free?
Yeah,
okay,
like. You listen to the show, you get a shirt, da 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 da. Coming soon, guys.
Coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon.
This is just
but
an idea.
I'm like being wary of what we say because they're literally playing us on air, like in the station.
Oh.
This is true.
Yeah.
If you guys
this
hear
is
us,
true.
Spencer like comes in and is like,
Spencer,
you guys are fired.
We.
Yeah, you guys are done. Yeah.
Spencer's not in town. He's eating dirt right now.
Eating dirt?
He's like in a.
You can't say that about Spencer, though.
He literally is.
Eating dirt?
He's like on some trip. With his major, like with his
eating
program,
there and they eat
and
dirt.
They study dirt. And the thing he does
oh,
is he
true.
Is he a geology major or what
geography,
does he do?
Geography? No geology.
No, it's not. It's like urban planning.
Well, geology is like rocks though, not dirt.
Are you okay?
So they'd be eating rocks.
Okay, but the thing is, Spencer has admitted to eating dirt. Like I'm not making this
so
up.
So he wouldn't know if we're saying
that either. Does low key sounds like a Spencer thing to do. Like, yeah sorry, I ate dirt.
And you fully asked him this the other day, and I was there with you when you were like, what's your favorite dirt you've tried from what region? And he was
boy.
Telling you, boy, this is real.
Axel, what the hell are you talking
boy,
about?
a brar!
Well, we just mentioned another, like, person in our life. Abrar, can you hear us out there? Yeah?
Okay,
true. Anyways, we were talking about cheese, bro. We were not talking about dirt.
You said, what's your favorite dirt?
I said, what's your favorite kind of
tomato?
Cheese? And we both agreed that brie cheese was chopped,
really?
Essentially.
Chopped cheese?
Brie.
Oh. Abrar, do you want to say hi to the people? Come say hi.
Yeah, but it was not dirt.
Getting more people in here.
Yeah.
It's
La Mezcla is low-key just ran through. We ran through.
La Mezcla is where home is at. The people crave community.
Whoa.
The people do crave community.
Everybody say hi.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
Host of Glock and Rari, guys. Co-host of Glock and Rari.
Yes, one of the two. One of the two.
Yeah, one of the two.
Okay, close the door. Close the door.
Hello.
It's funny because we've seen both, but like only seen them like separately.
Yeah.
This is true.
So this is like... if you guys don't know this, Glock and Rari is a show that consists of Rueda Saeed and Abrar Mustafa.
Yes.
Are literally our mentors because they trained us for this show.
Oh
that
my
we have right
gosh,
now.
That is historic. Oh my gosh, that was our first like show that we'd ever been on. That
was
crazy.
Cute. I was on three different episodes.
Oh, wait, that's so sweet. Genuinely, I was very happy. That's a very happy moment. That's very cute.
That was so awesome. So big.
Yeah.
And
we are here.
Fluent Arabic speaker.
Oh,
oh we
you're literally on the
about
right
wrong,
episode,
yeah,
Abrar.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah, you guys are doing your
Levant episode.
Yeah, our Levant episode.
I saw the playlist earlier. It was very awesome.
I sent it to them earlier.
Oh, that's so blessed.
Thoughts, opinions?
Blessed. Oh, I need to bring my soundtrack out, bro.
the soundboard?
I forgot my soundboard.
Should we perhaps play the next song and talk to our friends while the song plays?
Yes. Next, I'm also funny name, but it's not what it means. The next name is Gerbet, close to Gerbert, but it's Gerbet, by a man named, I'm gonna butcher this, Özdemir Erdogan, or something along those. You can look in the playlist and you can find out.
Where is he from?
And then you'll be listening to, I'm also gonna butcher, Unadikam, by Ahmad Kabur. You'll get the idea.
All right, enjoy.
أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم
وأهديكم ضياء عيني ودفء القلب أعطيكم
وأهديكم ضياء عيني ودفء القلب أعطيكم
فمأساتي التي أحيا نصيبي من مآسيكم
وأهديكم ضياء عيني ودفء القلب أعطيكم
فمأساتي التي أحيا نصيبي من مآسيكم
أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم أناديكم أشد على
أنا ما هنت في وطني ولا صغرت أكتافي
أنا ما هنت في وطني ولا صغرت أكتافي
وقفت بوجه ظلامي يتيما عاريا حافي
أنا ما هنت في وطني ولا صغرت أكتافي
وقفت بوجه ظلامي يتيما عاريا حافي
أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم
حملت دمي على كفي وما نكست أعلامي
حملت دمي على كفي وما نكست أعلامي
وصنت العشب الأخضر فوق قبور أسلافي
حملت دمي على كفي وما نكست أعلامي
وصنت العشب الأخضر فوق قبور أسلافي
أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم أناديكم 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 أناديكم
Hi guys.
Oh my gosh, hello everybody.
We're back.
I hope you guys like that.
So that song, I'm also going to butcher it, but it was Onodikum Amar Kabur. Basically, the translation is, I call out to you. It was written in the 1970s, and he's calling out to all Palestinians to rise and unite. And it was quite famous, or it is still quite famous in protests and anthems and marches and such.
Yeah.
So how are you guys?
We're good. How's your week been?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Very False. Happy. Not happy. I'm relieved, and it's like, I like hearing good news in the world. Ceasefire.
Guys. Oh yeah, there's a lot of good news. Yeah.
I was literally at Stamp, in Panera, eating soup, when I like scrolled through Instagram and I saw like the news of the ceasefire, and I literally like was trying to hold back tears from falling into my tomato soup. But
yeah,
it's really good news.
Yeah.
I really hope it lasts. I'm very happy, like, to hear good news these days. Mm-hmm. So, I'm very happy that all these people living in Palestine get to, you know, also live with the good news now, and kind of hope they have, you know, the means to start recovering.
I agree. Yeah. I also find it so like, kind of like it's like a breath of fresh air from like. Everything bad going on because everything does feel so horrible. Like we're bombarded with just horrible things happening around us all the time. So it feels like a very nice shed of light that's kind of creeping through, which is nice.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's pray that it stays that way.
Like, actually.
Because they've done ceasefires before, but they've lasted like a day, and then they get back to it. Yeah. But
I'm actually like putting all my energy out in the world, and we all should too, and do everything we can in our you know, your own power to make a difference in the world. I say we move on to the next song, just because it's honestly like a really good beat. I dance to this, like, it's really nice.
Okay.
If we want to move on. Why are you laughing? I can't say anything.
It's okay.
It's a really good beat.
Hey, I'm really with you.
That beat is fire. Like,
Hey, I support you.
She's really good.
She's really good.
Shaina, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh, can we talk about Halloween costumes that we're doing? Axel already has like three.
I do have like three.
Okay, name them.
Damn.
Kiko from El Chavo, which is like some Mexican show, like television show. That we all grew up with.
Latinos know.
Yes. Scooby from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, I can have the collar on and everything.
I haven't gotten any of the...
Wait, bark.
Give us your best.
Oh, I should have put the cricket.
The crickets, crickets.
He was like,
wait, yeah, he's like, Shaggy.
Ew, that was so bad.
He's like, Scooby Snack.
Why'd you say it like that?
Ew.
You sound
too human. I don't like that.
Too human.
Shaggy?
If my dog were to talk to me like this and he'd be like, actually, I would like actually faint.
That would not be Ricky's voice.
Wait, bark. Axel,
Ricky's
bark.
Voice would sound nerdy.
Wait, Axel, bark.
Nerdy?
I'm not barking.
I agree. And you just know he was itching to use that.
He's been itching to use that all episode. Just put on the damn song.
Sorry.
I want to use my soundboard, bro. Sorry. All right. Yeah. Next song is going to be Ana Dami Falastini
The artist on Spotify. Basically, the actual original artist got taken off of Spotify. So right now, this is like... The playlist we have right now, it's not the actual artist who released it. It's just some
person. So who's the actual artist? Do you know?
The actual artist, let me search this up, because I was also wondering the same thing.
Yes, yes. Just so the people know.
It is... One sec. Say something funny while I pull this up.
Why did
the girl bring peanut butter on the road?
Why?
Written
because
and performed...
was a traffic jam. No, you didn't let me finish.
Okay, I'm a dummy Palestinian. Is written and performed by Mohamed Asaf.
Mohamed Asaf. So this is Ana Dami Falastini by Mohamed Asaf.
Okay, play that funky music.
All right.
Play.
Enjoy, guys.
This is actually...
على أرض تلاقيني أنا نهلي أنا فديهم أنا دمي فلسطيني 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 أنا دمي فلسطيني
أنا دمي فلسطيني. Thank you.
Hey guys, sorry.
Hello everybody, we're back. Currently looking at Eitan, like, giving us the craziest, like, smiley face.
Oh?
And now he's sticking his tongue out at us.
Where? Like,
he just left. Eitan is a very interesting character. Oh, he's back. God. He's showing his tongue again. I love it, though.
That was scary.
I saw
his reflection from over there. I didn't even see him.
It was a lovely sight, though. Like, I wouldn't have had it any other way.
I would have been fine without seeing that, actually.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys liked that song. That song was very, very cool.
Lovely, lovely voice.
Yeah. This is the first time me and Val have been on the show just us. It's literally us just talking to each other.
Yeah, we were left alone.
Axel seems to be out having fun and playing.
Come do your job, Axel.
I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I was giving our dear friend Julie a tour of the station. Now, as comm director, it is my job for, you know, to maintain the public image of this radio. So I was like, no one else is going to give you a tour. I'm going to give you a tour.
Okay.
So
who,
like,
gave you your tour?
You.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I did. Oh.
Yeah, and...
Me. It was me. It was me. We'll say me.
Yeah.
That's lore for another day.
So yeah. Guys, as comm director, it's kind of funny because yesterday we had our executive board meeting, and it was an hour long.
You shouldn't talk about that here, though.
Yeah. It was just like an hour long, and it was really funny. That's all I'm going to say on
the air. It was a goof and a holler.
Yeah.
Can you... Well, actually, no, never mind.
Wait,
it's,
you know what?
Highly confidential.
All of her followers should do is go follow the WMEC TikTok, because we're trying to revive it.
Yeah.
Who's reviving it?
Me and Rachel.
Yes. Also, shout out Rachel.
Shout out Rachel. Shout out Axel. Shout out WMUC TikTok.
Shout out Val.
Are you following the WMUC TikTok?
Loki?
Yeah.
I should be.
Yeah.
Are you not?
Nope.
I literally told you to. Right.
And
you people outside.
You made a lovely, lovely video, though.
Angelo, are you following the TikTok?
Oh, yeah. You guys should be, but whatever.
And another thing, last thing I'll say is go vote for a movie night on this general Slack if you're part of the WMC community.
Yeah. Hop on the Slack too, you guys.
You're never on the Slack.
Me?
Yeah.
Everybody Girl, vote.
You don't
for...
know. I literally was like on.
Wait,
like,
what did
it'd
I
be
for?
My life to be on Slack, bro. I'd be on Slack every day.
Really?
Last semester? You don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
this is
you
true.
Don't know. You don't know. It's okay.
So we were just having a blast outside, you guys, because we were dancing. And then Ana Dami Palestini literally translates to My Blood is Palestinian.
Wow.
So that was
beautiful.
A really great song.
That we danced to.
Yeah. Very beautiful song. We also were working. We were making promo for... Mm-hmm. for yeah,
yeah.
We were. It wasn't us just having a goof and a galler. We were doing promo, like, trust.
It wasn't all play. It was also work.
Yes, it's work. It's
if
work.
You're like, in the Slack, vote for everyone. Oh, wait. Death Becomes Her. Yeah. That's
Val's
say.
Preference. That's what she wants.
Really?
But
you
guys can look at
Jennifer's
in
body?
I would, but I haven't watched Death Becomes Her.
Okay.
So.
Who's Jennifer and where's her body?
Okay, but what about her spirit? Her personality? Her mind?
Yeah.
Her knowledge.
Jennifer's knowledge.
Well. Girl, why didn't they name it that?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, because they didn't want to know.
They didn't think about it.
Yeah, they weren't thinking about her knowledge. Mm-hmm. Right.
And on this lovely
October.
Stop. I keep having like those Freudian slips.
What is the context behind that one?
The what?
The Freudian slip.
In psychology?
No, I know.
No,
but
just
like,
now.
Don't you have to like... Actually, no. Let me not voice my lack of knowledge on air right
Val's
now.
Knowledge.
Are we going to talk about Freudian psychology right now?
Yeah.
Right, y'all. We are tapping into very deep avenues of life that you will never understand. You would never.
This is true.
No, I'm kidding.
Me, when I like text Chloe and I'm like, life is changing
Chloe.
Pretty fast these days,
guys.
Wait,
and it's
wait.
Like,
so
no
what's
change.
The deets on Chloe? Actually, can we even voice that on air?
Yeah, that's not dox her.
Yeah, no. They're gonna like find her.
Yeah, they're gonna find her flight and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
God forbid they find
our 9 followers, our 9 listeners.
Actually, I don't know how many people are listening right now.
It could be a lot. I've actually heard from some people that I've met after the Hispanic Heritage episode. They're like, oh my god, I tuned in. And
yeah.
I'm like, by a lot of people, I mean 3 people
That's...
who all know me, but mm-hmm. and then finally voiced their, you know, thoughts, and they were like, whoa, I liked your playlist last week. Whoa. Huge.
You're right, like a micro-influencer in a way.
We are micro-influencers.
Me, when I was trying to explain, or not even, like, I was putting it in context last week. Basically, I had a family member pass away in El Salvador. And then I was telling Val and Benji this, because it happened while I was on air last week, by the way, you guys. Yes. And I was like, he's low-key, like, an El Salvador niche micro-celeb.
Yeah.
And
not even micro, he was, like, celebrity. Or he was famous.
No. I wouldn't. Switch topics. Please.
Right, don't find him.
Yeah. Because then it's like, you know me, you know my family.
Right.
So what's the next song?
The next song is, I think, Nehna We El Y'all.
It's a Feiruz song.
Yeah, it is a Feiruz.
I could pronounce it either.
Did you guys change the cue?
Vale, I literally told you I changed, and I was like, is this okay with you? Is this order okay with you? But you were too busy talking to Shaina.
Yeah, no, we were listening to Nehna.
Hello. Wait, let me just plead my case here. You told me about the Onagami Falastini song.
I showed you the new order.
Okay.
All right. We're going to listen to Nehna Will Alcal something. You guys can see it on the playlist. All right. Enjoy.
نحن والقمر جيران بيته خلف تلال بيطلع من قبال يسمع الألحان نحن والقمر جيران عارف مواعيدنا ودارك كبر
Oh,
Hello, Habibi. How are you?
Hello, everybody.
That's right. I wanted to do this episode for a while, and it's like it was the week to do it, obviously.
It kind of worked out very perfectly for it to be today.
Yeah. I'm really happy. Like, everything just like worked out well.
Yeah, it was really good.
And good news is good news, y'all. We should just run with it, be happy with it.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Don't worry. Sorry.
And I was gonna say, this is like the good thing about doing a full semester of like this radio show, because last semester we only did like 4 episodes.
Really? I felt like it was more.
Our first time on air was April 24th.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it was probably like 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was 4.
I feel like we had done a lot.
So I did 5.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, why did you do the last one alone?
You guys had a final.
That's true. Yeah, we probably had
evil art finals.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So that wasn't a real episode.
No, it was a good episode.
Yeah.
Your playlist that day was really good.
So yeah, I'm very happy we get to kind of plan out these weeks where we have a theme, and it feels just so nice. The world is big. This is also like, anytime I listen to music from these countries, I'm like, I want to go to these countries. So
yeah, literally.
My list of countries I need to visit and like go to a concert in, go to like some jazz bar in, eat food in, it's just getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I agree. It's been a lot. I feel like I've been doing